WGCH News Center time is 8:21. It's the third Thursday of the month. That means the Greenwich Real Estate Report. We've got Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe. And I don't know, we've met Maria Brueggeberg, who is president of the...
Director of the board.
I'm sorry, I promoted you to president. I think that's John, isn't it?
John exactly,
John's the president.
Yeah.
We've had a coup. John's in Nantucket. Maria took over. All right.
All right, there you great. Go.
All right, so we got the number. Stacy, tell us what the latest is.
Yeah, so July so far is the best month we've seen this month for single family sales with 70 units sold. That's up from June, which saw 60 sales. It's also just slightly lower than the previous year at 76 in July. We have the median sale price is also up over 7% at $1.972 million, and that's also up about 10% from the previous year at the same time. Days on market are up significantly from the previous year at 222 in the previous month as well, you know, we are starting to see just kind of anecdotally a lot more activity going on than we saw at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Let me ask, I'll throw this out to both of you. First of all, you said the 70, that's the highest number of closings this year?
So far this year, yeah.
Is that unusual for the month of July?
It's not actually. July is typically a high closing month. June, July, and August actually happen to be the months that we see the most closings, and typically that's because people want to close before school starts. So it's on trend with what we see we've seen in previous years.
Okay, and we were just talking off air. August people vacate, but you've been busy, Maria. Let me get your microphone right over there so everybody can hear the dulcet tones. Go right ahead.
I have been busier this month than I was in March and April and May of this year. Usually August is dead, and we've had a lot of people are out of town, but I am nonstop. My husband's saying, when are you coming home? I've been so busy. Every single day I'm working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we expect then when we reconvene in September, the August numbers will look good also.
Yep, and also notable is the dollar volume for July. It's actually the highest that it's been for the month of July since July 2014. So we are starting to see more momentum pick up right now, which
is great. I also think that the reduction in interest rates is generating much more interest. I'm seeing more first-time home buyers, millennials, looking at properties and making a decision, whereas I had seen none of that. They were very much on the fence, and I think the expectation is that rates will come down a little bit more. But I'm seeing definitely much more activity, and a lot of my buyers are in that first-time home buyer.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to throw shade on what you're saying here, because just you mentioned that the 70 closings are high for the year, but that's still down from July of last year.
But not significantly. It's about 8%. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it. I think the good news is that the dollar volume is larger. Yes, in units, it's a little lower, but it's not a major drop.
Okay. Also, if you go back to 2017, there were only 54 closings in July, so it's up significantly from there.
Okay, in the long term.
Yeah.
All right, what's the hot part of town?
Actually, this past month in July, Kos Kob.
Yes.
They doubled their sales, almost just about doubled their sales from the previous month. They had, I think it was 9 homes sold as opposed to 5 the previous month. Every other section of town is holding steady, almost with the identical number of sales from the previous month. So doing well overall.
And I think it's not just the 1.5 million down that's moving, I have a lot of the higher end is also been moving significantly this year. I actually had a client, I have a client that I've worked with for 6 years, and he's probably going to purchase something in the very high end. And that's, it's worth noting because everyone's been talking about how the high end in the past 3 years had been suffering. I think last year there was a big increase in that and those sales. And this year, I think that that's moving quite significantly.
Mm-hmm. In just the last couple of minutes, Stacy, I want to throw something out at you, unprepared.
But, oh, great.
I know the draft plan of the plan of conservation
yes,
development
no,
came
glad
out.
I'm you threw that out.
Good,
I'm actually
good.
Very prepared
there
for
you
that.
Go. I knew you would be because I did an interview with Katie DeLuca about that. That's going to air Saturday morning.
Great.
In really in-depth. But I know GAR was involved with this. Tell us some of your thoughts about what you've seen.
Yeah, so we were actually, we've been pretty involved in the whole process. We've done a number of surveys to get some feedback from our membership. They're really on the front lines of, you know, bringing new people into town and understanding why people want to live here. What are the benefits of it? What are all of the amenities that there are to offer? And so our membership is particularly a very helpful voice in drafting this plan. And I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing so far in terms of the presentation of the plan. It is a lengthy plan, so I'm still getting through it. But I think one of the notable things was the attention to the need for affordable housing. Or moderate income housing. That's something that we're really lacking in Greenwich right now. And it's not just a Greenwich problem. This is something we're seeing across the entire nation. There's just a lack of housing available in a lot of areas. And so I think it's great that we are taking that focus and making sure that we're going to take the steps needed to get those different types of housing and make it available too.
Mm-hmm. I just noted last night, I heard that President Trump had an executive order where he's changing the FHA rules for condos. Before, you had to have condos, the whole condo building had to be FHA approved. Now they're going to allow FHA financing for single condo units in each building. That is a huge improvement, and that will help for affordable, because you're starting owners, buyers, they will be able to put 3.5% down and get FHA financing. So I had done, in 2004 to 2009, I had done four projects, developments, condo developments in Stamford, and I'm very much aware of what that rule means for affordable housing. So that's a big step, and that was just announced yesterday. And I think that will help us because we do have condos that are affordable, and if you can get the FHA financing, that's a major step.
But we're not going to go down toward the road of people defaulting on those
loans. No, that's not, that doesn't mean that they're loosening the regulations. They are just, that was the previous regulation was basically strangling the condos if you didn't get the whole building FHA approved. And that's very hard if you have a building that's like, you have 50 units or 60 units and you have to have the whole building FHA approved. It's a real stumbling block.
I knew there's a reason you brought her with you, right?
That's
breaking news there from Maria. All right, great. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and Maria Brugge-Berg, who is a director of the board. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Tony.
We'll talk again in September.
Yep.
WGCH Sioux Center time is 8:30 and.